In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just reflecting how strange it was for me to be preparing for the homily and not hear the rustling of papers and gathering of children and people sitting down on the chairs. It's a strange situation we find ourselves in. But in God's providence, He gives to us the Sunday of the cross as an encouragement in this new and strange and difficult world we find ourselves in. In today's gospel, our Lord says that whoever would save his life will lose it. That Greek word save can also be translated preserve. Preserve. Whoever would preserve his life as it is now will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. I think many of us feel like we have lost our lives. Not physically, thank God, as most of us have been preserved so far. But we've lost our social lives. We've lost our work lives. We've been separated from everything that's normal. Our lives are no longer preserved as they were. And in today's gospel, Christ gives us a promise that it is possible in losing your life, as it is now, to gain it, to save it for something better. But the key phrase is this: whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. Not just losing your life, but for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the gospel. Now, this is not a loss that we have chosen for ourselves. This is something that's been chosen for us. However, the spiritual fathers of the church teach us that even those hardships that come upon us involuntarily, if we choose to persevere in faith during those hardships, they become part of our salvation. They enable us to grow in faith. The key is in the first sentence of today's gospel: if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Denying ourselves in this present moment means accepting these restrictions that are put upon us without complaining, which is something that I have been struggling with for many reasons in many aspects of my life. And yet, if we embrace with faith God's providence for us, in humility, we attract God's grace to ourselves. Let us take up this cross, knowing that Christ Himself endured isolation when He was on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? That feeling of isolation. He is, as the epistle today says, a high priest who can sympathize with our weakness because he has endured everything that we have endured, and yet he has preserved without sin, becoming a model for us through that perseverance in love on the cross. When we endure the sufferings that are upon us, out of faith in Christ with a view towards loving our God and loving our neighbor in the midst of these trials, then we find life in them. The example, as I said, is Christ, who on his cross, though he felt isolated and alone, though he felt even alienated from God in his humanity, he is not obsessed with his own suffering, but rather he is focused on the salvation of others as he prays, "Father, forgive them," regarding those who are suffering or those who are causing his suffering. And so let us follow our Lord's example by clinging to love in the midst of this social distancing, expressing our love for God through prayer, through participation in worship, through studying the faith, drawing closer to God by every means possible to us now, and by serving our neighbor, showing love for them through phone calls, through acts of service of all kinds that are possible for us at this time. May God be with us and preserve us and lead us to life through even this trial. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.